Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Blanket as Greg Biffle steps into the fray. In pace lap formation, top six is three rows of two. Denny Hamlin by a nose on the outside, the leader.
And welcome back to hour number two of North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland and Carla Heath and Galen Stewart with you. A little bit of good old RT, Robin Trower. My very first guitar hero, by the way, was Robin Trower. Still is to this day. I had an out-of-body experience at a Robin Trower show. I'll tell you about
some. Okay. Off the air.
It was way off the air. This reminder coming up on Sunday morning. Mentioned it all night. Going to continue to mention all night because it's so cool. 1,100 miles of racing here on North Sound 1380, your home for motorsports in the Pacific Northwest, if not the West Coast of the United States of America. The 92nd Indianapolis 500, it fires off at 9 a.m. live from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then Sunday afternoon, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Coca-Cola 600, 1:30 p.m. live from Lowe's Motor Speedway. Our next guest, we've had him on, I think, once, definitely before, after he got his first win out at Evergreen Speedway. And I remember making a comment that now that you got the first one out of the way, the rest of them are going to come in bunches, and boy, have they. Neymar Lang will dispute my next statement, but he, I think, is the hottest local late model racer on the West Coast right now. Neymar, how are you, buddy?
Good. I wouldn't go that far with it, but thanks anyway.
Well, I know that's because you're just such a humble person, right? So four in a row, pal. What's going on with you?
Nothing. We just we got it together this year. I mean, I got the crew and the car and the crew chief, and it's just a good package.
Yeah, it is. And let's talk about your crew chief, because anybody who knows the name Jesse Jensen knows that you've got absolutely the best at Evergreen Speedway. And if you don't want to take the title as the best on the West Coast, I think Jesse definitely earns it.
Yeah, that guy, put him up for a candidate for that. That guy's he's unbelievable. You know, he made me a believer back in 04 when he built the bomber, and I was just amazed ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky to have him in my corner.
Now, all of the guys on, the Lang Autosports, J&R Motorsports team, those guys are all running cars pretty much built by Jesse. I know that Jill's Bomber was built by him. I know Joe Nealon's driving one, the old Darren Storrow call. Lane Sunholm is driving your old Bomber that was built by Jesse. That guy just, I know we're having a Jesse Jensen love fest. And I'm sure he's going to have some words for me when he sees me next time. But, you just can't say enough about the guy.
Yeah, he's a really good fabricator. He knows how to put together a race car. Someone here at Evergreen, his home track, knows that track like anybody else there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible. So talk about this streak that you're on, Neymar. I mean, we were away in Las Vegas over the weekend, but what I read, you put a move on, one that's going to be talked about and remembered for a long time, to take the lead. Take us through the race. Please. Neymar went away.
I think we just lost him.
Oh, darn it. Well, let's hope he calls back.
Yeah. We didn't get a chance to congratulate. Also, a couple weeks back, we had him and Jill, both winners that night.
Yeah, they did. Wow, I wonder what happened to Neymar. I heard him kind of flip on and off there.
Yeah.
So why don't we, while we're talking about it, let's go over the results of races
over the
weekend.
Sure. One more time, a flash here. We still got a couple more sets of tickets to give away for June 7th out at Evergreen Speedway, KRKO Night. The phone number, 425-304-1380. Call me. I'll get you some tickets.
Wow. And you can talk to a real live radio star, too. If you do.
Now, again, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, hope Neymar calls back. I was anxious to hear about that move.
Us about the move?
Well, I don't know. But all I know is
that
there were two cars that were just absolutely battling for the lead, and Neymar was in third and snuck underneath him. And the next thing you know, he's in front, and he is gone. So
four in a row.
Yeah, you heard Kelly Hart mention on the open report some of these results that Brandon was so kind. Oh, that might be Neymar, if we'll pick him.
another thing that... it sounds like I hear her screaming. I think it must be Ed Neymar.
Yeah, good. All right, shall we try him again?
No, it's Neymar.
Oh, it is Neymar. Good.
How about that?
All right, Neymar, what happened, man? Come on, buddy.
See, you see.
Are you there?
You there?
Man, I think our whole thing just went dead here. There we go.
Oh, there.
All right, Neymar, are you there?
Yeah, that's my fault. We're headed over the mountains here, but I'm pulled over now.
Okay, so. Good. All right.
We were talking about your big move.
Yeah, we had a big build up to your big move, and then I kind of had to ad lib it for you. But talk about it.
Which move was that?
Well, the one that may have won you the race, I don't know.
Getting the car off the trailer.
Yeah.
We read a lot of it.
Last weekend, right?
Yeah, we're still talking about last weekend, man.
I was trying to get the tape because I really don't know what happened. I knew I was
It's not good when you don't know what happened.
I was looking for some insight, man. What am I going to do?
Well, I knew I was running down the 51 and he was running down the 48 and I was just sitting back. I knew I can get him. I knew I had a good car and I just waited for the opportunity. You know, Jesse was on the radios for me. Just be patient. And I just seen the opening and I just kind of went for it and I really don't remember that much of it, but it was exciting to pass that guy.
Good job.
Must have been one where you closed your eyes and did it, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I put my foot down and it stuck. And there I went.
You know, one thing that does need to be mentioned, Neyman, and I think you might be as good as anyone to comment on this, is the run made by the number 48 car. Tom Hughes drives it. You led that race and was up front and racing for a fair amount of that show.
Yeah, he actually surprised me. I mean, he was running real good and he was staying up there, you know, he was holding his own, and then Johnny got underneath him, and they were, you know, door-to-door for, it seemed like, 3 or 4 laps.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, and you've got some other pretty stout competition out there this year. You know, the Holdens are up there. Mm-hmm. Jeff Knight's running up there. John Zaretsky, obviously, is always going to be running up front. And now here comes the Blue 00, just, you know, 4 in a row. It's got to be a cool feeling.
Yeah, we unload that car every weekend, and it's good right out of the, you know, right out of the trailer. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of that's, like I said, is Jesse, and I'm just fortunate to have him.
Okay, let's run down your sponsors real quick so we can get you back underway.
Okay, I got Wired X Energy Drinks, Angela and Tom there. I want to thank them.
Mm-hmm.
Bell-Red Auto Rebuild for painting my car and supporting me this whole year. And DeYoung Inc., Tracy DeYoung, for putting all my graphics on.
Yeah, does a nice job, too. And like I mentioned on that first time we did this, don't forget about that car lot there on 156 and Highway 99.
Oh, yeah, that little car lot on Highway 99, Bang Autosport.
Yeah. Are you going to...
Action Autosport.
Yeah, thanks. I also want to... I got this great marketing idea for you. It involves a sledgehammer, a couple of car windows, and some TV cameras. What do you think?
Yeah, there you go. Oh. Stand on your head for me or something.
Sure, yeah. Let's get some volume coming out of that place, huh?
Yeah.
And congratulations for calling in and winning 2 tickets.
Yeah, you get 2 tickets on to Evergreen Speedway on June 7th for North Sound 1380 night.
Cool.
You're heading over the mountains. You're not racing then this weekend.
No, we're playing on the river here at Crescent Bar.
There you go.
Good for you.
All right. Well, tell everyone we said hi. And, again, congratulations. I'm sure many more to come, huh?
Thanks, you guys. You guys have a good 3-day weekend.
All right. You too, Neyman. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Bye.
All right.
He's pretty laid back, though.
He is. He's way laid back. We like that. I want to talk about what went on down at South Sound Speedway, because I've got an interview kind of tied in with that. But South Sound Speedway had one of their shows last Saturday night. The winners there in the mini stock division, Reggie Gill. The Foreign Stock Car Racing Association Super 4 has put on a show at South Sound last weekend with Chris Solori winning that one. The West Coast Sprint Cars, Craig Deaver, the AMRS Mini Cup Future Stars. That sounds like kind of a cool class. It must be like the Bandoleros that we saw. Seth Cooper, and in the Super Stock division, our friend Tom Moriarty. Picking up the 50-lap main event win out at South Sound Speedway last Saturday night, our good friend from Monroe, 7-time champion out at Evergreen Speedway, Tom Moriarty, joins us. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Steve. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Tell us, talk us through the show down at South Sound. And it's been a while since you – I'm thinking it's been 2 years since you took a checkered flag, correct?
Actually, we got one win last year, our first year down there at South Sound. It's been a tough go here. It's a totally different track than Monroe, and when you spend your whole racing career there, you kind of get to know the bumps and lines and grooves, and I haven't quite figured South Sound out yet, but I think we're getting close.
Well, the problem is with the bumps and grooves at Monroe, the problem is that you've probably put most of them there.
Well, With the bumper or a flat tire?
Either way, man. It's always been spectacular no matter what. But take us through the race.
Well, we qualified third. That's the quickest we've been down there, like I say, all since we've been down there, 2 years now this year. And that felt pretty good to put her in there third. And six-car invert. Of course, there was only, there was only seven cars there. So,
oh, okay. So you started at the back of the field, worked your way through. Come on, embellish this a little bit, would you?
We started outside the second row, actually, and kind of just hung out there. I got freight trained on the inside. South Sound's tough to run on the outside, and got freight trained, so I slid it back to about fifth. And just kind of hung out there and was watching what was going on, and they were beating and banging, and top five were all nose to tail for, I don't know, it seemed forever. But had a couple little spins and some altercations, and then I got up to Mr. Sweatman, the king of South Sound Speedway. And yeah. I've been told by my car owner, Mr. Mike Barrett, if you can hang with Sweatman and rattle his cage, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night, we...
You hung?
We hung, and we got to smell his bumper, and I'm looking at a little bit of Sweatman's blue paint on the nose of my car. I gave him a little Moriarty love, as you would say,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, yeah, seen it before.
Moriarty love.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't spin him, just let him know I was there, mm-hmm. And started to see a little smoke coming from his car there about lap 35, and about lap 37, it was like driving on ice.
Oh, was it really?
And his rear end exploded.
Oh, no.
And... Fortunately, Mr. Rod Schultz Sr. found the turn one wall at a great rate of speed as he got into the oil, and he was done. And we continued on for the next 11 laps and held the lead and took the checker flag.
Cool. Congratulations. Briefly talk about, it was interesting in your comment you made about how difficult it is to pass on the outside or even run on the outside down there. Explain why.
Well, it's just you got enough room on the back straightaway. The turn four wall comes up real quick if you're on the outside, and there's quite a little dip there coming up. And it seems like the guys that run on the bottom will let their car kind of run up the hill. So if you're on the outside, it's you're probably going to get rubbed against the fence there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that can run the outside there. Bob Presley's there. He impressed me. He's been down there as long as Sweatman and has won a few championships down there. And, man, he ran it in on the outside of me and Sweatman and Rod Schultz Jr. all in one corner. And I thought, wow,
this is
impressive.
Yeah. Probably took you to school right there, huh?
Yeah, he took me to school, but he ran out there about four or five laps and... Man, it didn't pay off because he ended up going backwards. I just think it's real hard on the tires down there. You know that the surface is real good, but I don't think you got to set your car up real free to run there. So mm-hmm. I don't think it'll work on a heavier car. Now, Mr. Barrett's crate motor car seems to love the outside. It's all about momentum mm-hmm. with a crate motor. Mm-hmm. So he does very well. JJ does very well running the outside. I haven't. I don't know if I think old age has kicked in to run the outside.
Oh, I've heard
that
one before. Come on. Well, before we let you go, Tom, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, I want to let you know you did make our Best of North Sound Racing show last week.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. It was played the one with when Rob Touche was in here, and we had you on the phone. Travis Bennett was in here, and it was
something
just
about eating cheeseburgers or something.
There was some of that. Some of this, some of that. We'll talk about it some other time. But, again, congratulations. It was good to see that you picked up the victory down there.
I heard you were going to come down. Is that true?
That's on the plan. Yeah, I do want to make it down there. It's,
well, that'd be great to see you.
No, it'd be good to see you too, Tom.
You can see the big number five on the side of the door. We're running number five this year.
It'd be like old times. You think they'd let me out on the track during a red flag to talk to you sometime?
Well, I think we can arrange that with Mr. Nick Benn.
Cool. It'll be fun. All right, Tom, again, congratulations. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve.
Always good to have Tom visit with us as we spoke to him earlier today. So congratulations to him.
Now, he's running a crate motor. How come he doesn't run at Evergreen?
I think he's run at Evergreen enough. You know, okay. There's nothing more that he can really do there. I mean, seven championships, what's eight going to get you?
Yeah.
Sometimes getting out, you know, as we all find, getting out to a different place sometimes.
Because I think down at Southtown, they run that stock car 100 class every other week. That's why
yeah.
Kelly Mann is...
Yeah, that's why a lot of guys like it.
Yeah.
Because they get a good amount of laps in every other week. It's not a bad way to go.
I'd like to see him try it out every week. Just one week, Tom. Just come bring the car.
Oh, yeah.
Try it 1 week.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
I'm not completely certain he runs a crate engine. I mean, I'm not going to say he doesn't, but I'm not... He made the comment that Barrett's other driver was using the crate engine.
Oh.
I'm not completely certain that he uses the crate. But
that could be.
Can I take a moment?
Certainly.
Just to squeeze this in. It's the CKA starting this weekend, and we're talking about down the south area. Stratoline, is that correct, Galen? Stratoline ORV facility down there in Grays Harbor County. You're going to have a three-day event, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. CKA stands for Cascade Karting Association.
Cool.
The 24th will be Test and Tune, and then racing on the 25th and 26th.
Yeah, now you want to have somebody on next week with
next
that,
week,
don't you?
Next week, Will Champagne's going to be with us.
So Will Champagne, what a cool
isn't
name.
Isn't that a cool name?
That sounds like a casino owner, doesn't he?
Well, we'll ask him about the name
Hi,
next
I'm
week.
Will Champagne.
Check out their website,
www.cascadekarting.org. There's so much you can do with a name like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on.
I can't wait to talk to Will Champagne. We could do 2 hours just on him alone. All right. Let's get up to Port Angeles Speedway. The Hornet Division winner, Josh Henderson. Outlaw Compacts was Jim Perry. In the Stock Car Division, Danny Graham. In the Hobby Stock Division, Will Madison. And in the Midgets was Don Lorenz. NSRA had their A-Mains. Where were they racing at, the NSRA? He didn't put it on here for me. So where at? Oh, at Wenatchee, at the Valley, Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. A-Main was Jeff Montgomery, followed by Corey Lockwood, Jake Mann, Ken Hamilton, and Sierra Jackson. And the B-Main winner was John Tharp. At Renegade Raceway in the Sport Compact Division, the winner was John Russell. Pro Street, Rob Kennard. Street Legal was Grant Crosswhite. Mopar Division winner was Greg Clages. All-run winner was Brian Borley. Junior Dragster, Josh Dalrymple. Sportsman Division winner was Roy Scroggins. Toutlaw Top Sportsman winner, Jay Fulcher. Pro winner was Justin Cooper. Super Pro winner was Dan Laughlin, who I understand is right here in Everett. We may try and get him on next week and talk about what went on over there. The Super Pro Outlaw Top Sportsman runoff winner was Jay Fulcher. And the high school winner was Jesse Nouveau. Our good friend Nick Carey won the Northwest Legends race over at State Line, so congratulations to Nick, followed by Matt Henderson, Rowan Carey, A.J. Butler, and Alex Kerslake. Yakima Speedway, Super Stocks, Brian Pepper, Hobby Sportsman, Brian Moser, Bump to Pass, Rich Strimska, Hornets, A.J. Rose, Youth Hornets, Jacob Little, and the Hobby Division was Nathan Boys. At Grays Harbor Raceway, Hobby Stocks, Zach Simpson, Hornets, Tyson Blood, Modified, Sean Dory, the results of the Sprint Main Event Division, Sean Rice, and the Modified's B-Main was won by James Wolford. So thanks to Brandon for giving us all that. We've still got a lot more to do. I think what we're going to try and do is maybe get the cowboy, John Carlson, on for a quick note about his antics over the past weekend as he has taken home another victory in the 60 Minutes of Fear out at Evergreen Speedway. So while we're going to take a break, we'll get John on the phone and be right back with some more North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380. North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts, I remind you. And again, thanks to all of you who join us on the internet. Call us for tickets, 425-304-1380. Evergreen Speedway for North Sound 1380 KRKO Night out at Evergreen Speedway on June 7th. Again, 425-304-1380. We'll be back after these messages.